With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It's another sign the red-hot job market is cooling off. Payroll processor ADP reports America's employers added only 99,000 jobs last month. Tomorrow, the government chimes in with its latest findings when it releases a monthly employment report for August. There were tears and prayers for the victims and their loved ones and for the close-knit community of Winder, Georgia, last night, a vigil in the aftermath of the deadly school shooting, 4 victims, 2 high school students and 2 teachers, the alleged gunman, a 14-year-old student. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says the community's emotional wounds run deep.
These are our neighbors, these are our friends, and this community is hurting today. And I would just ask all Georgians and all Americans to continue to keep these families, these educators, and these students in your thoughts and prayers.
The suspect, Colt Gray, was on law enforcement's radar. He and his father questioned last year, but authorities saw no need for further action. The suspect surrendered after being confronted by an armed school resource officer and is to be charged as an adult with murder. Russia once again being accused of election interference. Attorney General Garland says the Kremlin turned to social influencers and a Tennessee-based company to spread misinformation.
The subject matter and content of many of the videos published by the company were often consistent with Russia's interest in amplifying U.S. domestic divisions in order to weaken U.S. opposition to core Russian interests, particularly its ongoing war in Ukraine.
Also at SRNnews.com, a check of Wall Street finds the Dow down 87 points, while the Nasdaq is trading 102 points higher. The S&P 500 index currently 7 points higher. This is SRN News. Sylvester Stallone is an abortion survivor.
The 78-year-old tough guy actor reveals in a new interview that his troubled mother tried to abort him on more than one occasion. Stallone was interviewed by his daughters in connection with a new documentary about his life, during which he describes how his mother later told him of her attempts to end her pregnancy. This story doesn't appear in Sly, the documentary. However, Stallone says he wasn't sure how the audience might react. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Nebraska Supreme Court will hear a lawsuit that could keep voters from deciding whether to expand abortion in the state. The court has agreed to expedite a challenge filed by the conservative Thomas More Society. The initiative would enshrine in the state constitution the right to have an abortion until viability or later to protect the health of the pregnant woman. A rival amendment that would make Nebraska's current 12-week ban on abortion permanent is also slated to appear on the ballot. This is SRN News. You say you want to own that book? Well, you'll just have to pay for it.
An appeals court has upheld an earlier finding that the online Internet Archive violated copyright law by scanning and sharing digital books without the publisher's permission. 4 major publishers had sued the archive in 2020, alleging it had illegally offered free copies of more than 100 books. The archive countered that it was protected by fair use law. In 2023, a judge for the U.S. District Court in Manhattan decided in the publisher's favor. On Wednesday, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit concurred. Keith Peters reporting.
NASA says a small, harmless asteroid has burned up in the Earth's atmosphere. The space rock was spotted by astronomers in Arizona. Asteroids of this size hurtle toward the Earth about every 2 weeks or so. The experts say this one is only the 9th to have been spotted before coming apart. More details at SRNnews.com.